a business that you are obsessed with, built on the effortless feminine frequency, breaking all the freaking rules, having a lot of fun, and being a match for big money. This is Big Business Energy with Milana Saranok. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Big Business Energy Podcast with me, your host, Milana Saranok. I am always so, so happy to have you tuning in, to have you here, and to share this time and space that we get together once a week to really step into bigger business energy, to step into recalibrating beliefs, ideas, thoughts, so you can be a match for the money that you desire, for the business you desire, for the type of business that you desire. Not just the business that makes the money, but the business that makes the money that feels so light and delicious and easeful and just like a hell yes vibe. And I think today's episode is really going to be one that's going to help you calibrate to that, because I've been trying to record this episode for a little while and I didn't know how I really wanted to bring it to the podcast, because as a lot of you guys know, I've done the 75 hard challenge and I talked about it on the podcast a couple of times. Or I don't know if I actually told you that I've finished it, but I did. It's been just over a month now since it ended. And it has been so transformational, and I really wanted to speak about what doing that challenge meant and what I really learned from it and what was so big for me to take away from it, but in a way that really makes sense for your business, because the challenge in itself, cool, but what it did for my business was something else. And so I guess I feel like now I know exactly how I want to say it and what I want to say. So here we are. I'm going to dive right in and really share with you the biggest lessons from that challenge that transformed my business and that I think are the things that we as business owners who desire big businesses that feel light and spacious need to be prioritizing. So if you are new here or you're tuning in only recently and you don't know what the 75 hard challenge is and you haven't heard me talk about it, I will link an episode in the show notes below around what this challenge was. But in very short, it is a 75-day challenge and it comes with 5 rules that you have to follow to a T every single day. If you break one of the rules, if you don't do one of the rules, then you start back from zero. And so it is a really tough one. And the 5 rules in short are this: you have to drink approximately 3.7 liters of water a day. So this is 3 Stanley cups of water a day for me. That's how I work it out in my head. You have to follow a diet. You get to pick what that diet is for you, but you have to follow it. No cheat days. You have to read 10 pages of a personal self-development book every single day. So a non-fiction book. You have to do 2 workouts every single day, and one of them has to be outside and they're 45 minutes each, and no alcohol. No alcohol for 75 days. So those were the 5 rules that I followed. The easiest rule for me to follow out of those 5, actually the 2 easiest rules by far, were no alcohol and drinking the water. I thought the water would be hard. The water turned out to be fine. As soon as I bought a Stanley cup and I figured out that it's 3 Stanley cups a day, it was totally fine. I just knew I had to do that. But the alcohol was so easy for me. And I don't know if you know, everyone can relate to this, but for me, I realized that I have no desire to drink alcohol. It does nothing for me. The only thing that it does, it makes me really fucking tired. And that's it. I don't handle my alcohol well. So I have basically dropped alcohol since then. I'll have a glass of wine here and there. When I do now, I had a glass of wine last night. It was my son's birthday. I had a glass of wine and oh my God, it really hits me really fast. And so for me, I'm and I didn't go to my Pilates this morning because of that. So it's a no for me. So those were the 2 easiest rules to follow. The big ones, the most challenging ones, Like by far the two workouts a day, which is what I like shared in the last episode when I talked about 75 hard. That was a rule that like I knew I would really struggle with that one because it's just like I've got two little kids. I've got a very full life business. Like how do I find time for two workouts a day? And let me tell you, this was a thing that really transformed so much in my business. And the reason why is because having these rules and committing to this challenge gave me one big, big gift. And that was clarity, which was really a result of no mental fatigue. And I realized through all of this that the level of mental fatigue I actually feel every day is really fucking high. Like there are a lot of moving pieces in my life, a lot of moving pieces in my business. And I have a lot of mental fatigue as a result of like juggling all these balls. And I wasn't really aware of that because like, you know, when you're just doing something, you just do it and you don't think about it. Well, the second that I started 75 hard, this forced me to not only really get like clear on my day plan every day because I knew I needed to fit in my workouts, my reading time, like all of the things. It forced me to get clear on other parts of my day. Because I was like, okay, well, I need to do my second workout. So when am I going to do that in the afternoon? And I had to pre-plan that. And then I had to be like, okay, well, then I need to be done with these certain things. And this is when this needs to happen by. And like, I just had to make decisions, more decisions, faster decisions, more time spent in planning. And I can't tell you how big this was. It may sound small, but it was actually so, so big. And I think the reason why I was able to go through with 75 hard and complete 75 hard was because of that. Because when I just decided that I was doing something and when I knew what had to be done the next day and I knew the consequence, aka you start back from day zero, you just do it. You just don't think about it. Like it is just something you do. For any of you that are parents, if you are mothers, fathers, whatever, honestly, this is the same thing as like before you have a baby, you think to yourself, how am I ever going to not get my sleep? Like, how am I ever going to be up multiple times a night with this baby? Like, absolutely not. Impossible. Like, I just don't know how that's going to happen. This was me. Before I had kids, I was like, I don't understand how I could possibly wake up in the middle of the night. Like if the baby's crying, like what is going to happen? Like who's going to go to the baby? I don't know how I'm going to do this. And then when my son arrived, which was 5 years ago now, so wild, I just did it. Like I wasn't thinking about it. I just did it. I just got up. And not only did I get up, I was like so happy to get up. I remember those times, looking back on those times, as some of the sweetest moments ever of like being up with him at like 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., like wild times. And I used to think to myself like, wow, the world is sleeping and I'm being granted this precious extra time with you. How sweet is this? And this will pass. And it did, you know, it passed really fast. And now he's 5 years old. And like, that's just a distant memory. And I'm so glad that I treasured those times and that I was like really present for them because it goes in the blink of an eye. But this is the same as when you know something in business and you know something that needs to be done. Like for my 75 hard challenge, I just knew these things had to be done full stop. And I told everyone around me I was doing it. Okay. So like all my family, all my friends, my husband, like everyone, even my kids were into it. I had like sticky notes for every day of the 75 hard challenge. And my son would ask me every day, like, Mom, did you do your two workouts today? And then if I did, he's like, okay, we can take off a number. And if I didn't, he'd be like, all right, well, like do your workout now. Cause otherwise we can't take off one of these numbers. Cause we would take each one off to like count down to the end. And it was hilarious. I was like, yeah, like you're totally keeping me accountable. But here's my big point. In business, I think a lot of the times why we don't move fast, why we don't get results, why we don't see like things manifesting is because we get stuck in action. And that inaction is masked with, I don't know what to do. I don't know what the right thing to focus on is. Or sometimes we go way too in the opposite side of like, well, I don't want to burn out. I don't want to blah, blah. And we create these imaginary problems that are not actually a problem yet. So in an attempt to avoid a problem, we just don't do anything. And this is the gift that challenging yourself to something for a certain set of time really helps you with. It creates discipline and consistency. And this is such a gift because challenges like 75 hard, like I hear people talk about it and they're like, well, this is just isn't sustainable. And I'm like, it's not meant to be sustainable. It's like a challenge. Like it's like if you go sprinting, it's not sustainable. No one expects you to be sprinting 24/7. You do some sprints to build endurance for short amounts of time. And then the rest of the time you walk around or you jog like a normal person. This is the same thing. It's a challenge. And granted, 75 days is a long time to be sprinting, but I think about like about 14 days in, it was becoming the norm. At around day like 30 to 40, I just didn't even blink an eye. And by the end of it, when I was like in days, you know, like 50 up until 70, I just didn't even think about it. Like I wasn't like, oh, when's my workout today? I just got up and I did the thing. And I did like definitely find myself losing some motivation around, I reckon like midway point where I was like, oh, what's the point? Like I'm doing it. Like I'm doing the challenge. So what's the point? You know, I saw myself asking myself like, well, you've proved yourself you can do it. So now you should just stop. And then I was like, wait, you haven't proved shit. You've proved that you can get halfway through. If it hasn't felt like a challenge yet, then you need to keep going. And there were definitely days when it was challenging. Days when like I had to get up really early, or days when I was like a couple of days, not many thankfully, but a couple of days where I'd be doing my workout at like 9 or 10 p.m. at night, which I know someone's gonna be like, fuck that, I could never. But like, yes, you could. Yes, you could. You could do anything. Okay, you could do anything. And I didn't go crazy and exert myself. I would do like, you know, 45 minutes of yoga or Pilates or something like more low key so that I wasn't like awake for the next 5 hours, but you could do it. Nothing pisses me off more than when I hear someone say, I'm like, oh, I get up at 5 to go work out. And they're like, I could never. I'm like, yes, you fucking could. You could. And the fact that you're putting the story in your head of I could never is like not a vibe. Because I just would never say something like that. Because I know what that does for my brain wiring. What I would say is, wow, that's awesome. And I choose not to do that. That's not my vibe. And that's perfectly okay. Because we all get to make our choices of what we desire, you know? And there is no magic in doing this challenge. There's no magic in the workouts. There's no magic in any of this stuff. The magic is in the discipline that it builds to do the thing. And this is a discipline that is really mirrored back to me, my business. Because as I was doing the challenge, I just saw myself being more consistent in so many other areas of my business. Like I was consistent in posting my TikTok videos. I was consistent in sending emails. I was consistent in like other things that I wanted to be doing. And the more that I did it, the more evidence I built of like, fuck yeah, I'm the kind of person that does this. I'm the kind of person that is consistent. And the more and more and more that just really compounded. And so I think the biggest thing is to find ways to challenge yourself, to challenge your belief systems, and to push yourself out of your comfort zone every now and again, to actually do something that feels stretchy, feels uncomfortable, feels like, holy crap, I could never do that, and create the story of like, I can, I'm the kind of person that does this, and then see what happens. And the best thing that you're going to get out of it is this sense of like accomplishment, of evidence that you're going to build. And also it's going to force you to simply just have less mental fatigue. Because when you know you need to do something and you've set yourself a challenge to do it, and it's like this, you've decided, it's non-negotiable. So even with 75 hard, I decided I was doing it and that was it. I didn't sign a contract. No one was like holding me accountable. If I stopped it, nothing bad would happen. But I decided and that was it. And now I have so much evidence that just because I decide something, I'm going to follow through on it. How powerful is that? Like, how freaking powerful is that? Imagine if you had that self-belief that just because you decided something, you're going to follow through on it. I bet you would show up very differently in your business right now if you did. And to me, that's big business energy. That's you being a match for the kind of person that you say you will be. And that's built on small actions, small things. So that was my 75 hard experience. Would I do 75 hard again? I don't know, probably not anytime soon. Like maybe once a year to like stretch me would be a cool thing to do. I don't have any desire to do it right now because I'm like, yeah, that was looking back. I'm like in the middle of it. I'm like, I'm doing it. It's fine. But after I'm like, wow, that was a lot. That was a lot. And I'm so grateful that I did it and proved to myself that I could be the kind of person that does it. But also, it's not something that I planned on sustaining anyway, although some habits have stuck with me. Like water, I just do that now. Like 3 Stanleys a day, yeah. We're not even thinking about that. I haven't done 2 workouts a day, but I generally fit in at least 1 workout, which has been really cool. The no alcohol, it was actually a blessing. So that really made me realize, like, I don't want to drink just to fit in or just because people expect me to drink. Like, it just doesn't do anything for me. And so drinking's like mainly out unless I decide I want to have a glass of something. But that's just been a really cool experience for me to realize and be like, wow, I actually really don't like alcohol. And reading, I mean, I do that most days anyway. That was actually another easy rule. And then the diet, although I did follow a very strict diet, I've just kind of relaxed that back now. And I'm back to my usual normal, like healthy-ish eating with like an 80-20 approach is kind of what I do. So yeah, some habits have stuck with me and some I just generally let go of. But what's mostly stuck with me is the discipline, is the evidence, and it's just a lack of mental fatigue because now knowing like what I know about decision making and really anchoring yourself into these decisions, it just changes everything because I'm like, yeah, if I could do that with 75 hard, I can do that with anything. And that is so powerful. So if you want to check that out, if you want to try on the challenge, I'll link the episode below for you to have a listen into what that's all about. And otherwise, I've got a couple of episodes coming up for December. Then we're going to break. And then there's going to be something really, really, really epic and cool on the podcast for you, which I cannot freaking wait for. So have an amazing, amazing, amazing week and day and month and all the things. And I will catch you here on the next episode.